We'd like to open discussion regarding board topics for today's afternoon session. Elliot, I believe you have a suggestion or input you'd like to provide. Wherever you're most comfortable.
So with apologies for talking over lunch, and you know I've got to leave for lunch. You know, there was a couple items on the list that I wanted to where I thought that the dialogue, you know, was maybe going in a certain direction, and I'll certainly be back for the board meeting, but I did want to make 2 points. One is about OneNet, and the second is about the strategy panels. You know, I think I'll do the strategy panels first. You know, a lot of people are, seem to be somewhat, at least in the community, I haven't heard as much from registrars, but lots of people out in the community have really viewed the strategy panels. They've gotten a lot of negative feedback, and they've been very much viewed as top-down approaches. And, you know, I participated pretty actively in one of the panels, And I think there's two comments I'd want to make about the strategy panels. First is that, you know, I really did see them as a strong, positive move by FADI to inject some new and very high-level thinking into what we're doing here. You know, I think that multi-stakeholder is taking on a much greater importance and much greater scrutiny, and you know, I think that a lot of the criticism of the strategy panels that I've seen has come from, you know, a number of people who are, let me call them ICANN old-timers, who were either offended they weren't on the strategy panels or who see their, you know, little personal spheres of influence being diminished. Volker, could I just, Volker and Stat, if I could just give me a second. You know, I really think that we should view these strategy panels in a very positive way. I can tell you, as somebody who participated in one, they were very open. They were not heavily participated in, you know, which is a shame. And it really feels to me like a lot of the criticism is a lot of that that part of ICANN that I really dislike, which I would describe as, you know, we're gonna complain lots about how we're going to talk about things, but we're not going to spend much time or effort actually talking about things. So I really want to, you know, sort of call out positive in the strategy panels, and I'd hate for us in this room to be too negative about them. Similarly, with OneNet, you know, I've seen a lot of that. You know, the trope that that I'm finding myself most uncomfortable with is this sort of FADI is representing registrars in Brazil. And, so I kind of wanted to first ask the room, you know, we're the people here who are most active. How many people here applied for invitations to Brazil? Invitations to Brazil. So, Oliver, I know you got one. James, did you get one? So did I. And so, you know, I think there's three of us who have applied. There's three of us who have, who are going. James, I don't know if you're going. I'm planning on going. I saw on the list, Oliver, you're going. I was very interested to hear yesterday that apparently for Brazil, countries are limited to three delegates each. There's going to be some exceptions made, apparently, but the overriding guideline is countries are getting three delegates each. So, you know, I think, you know, we can look at this in a very positive way, which is, you know, we've got a delegation that's equal to the size of, you know, the typical country delegation. And you know, I think that there's, again, multi-stakeholder. I don't expect this. Brazil is it's a short trip. It's a long trip. It's an expensive trip. Of course, it's tough for, you know, a lot of people to go. And you know, nobody, and I mean, I've spoken to people on all sides of the spectrum, nobody has any idea what to expect. It could very well be a two-day wank, and none of the three of us ever get a microphone in our hands or any opportunity to contribute, you know, or it could be some, you know, a beautiful multi-stakeholder nirvana. We don't know. But the thing I really want to encourage is for us to keep an open mind about it. You know, I think the data is, hey, we did pretty well in terms of, we're doing pretty well in terms of representation there, and this stuff is very much going to be what we make it. And I think that's true about this, about the strategy panels, and about so much in multi-stakeholder now. Thanks. Did you want to?
I had a question, and I think, you know, your point about the strategy panels is well taken. I think that it was an attempt to bring some new, you know, fresh eyes and new voices into the process. Maybe selected nominations as opposed to announcing that they were formed.
I do want to, if I could, and I know that's not your point you want to make, I was blown away by the quality that they were able to bring to those strategy panels. I mean, there were people there.
There could have been more.
That I was shocked, you know, that they were able to get to agree to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, I think some sort of nomination process would have been very unlikely to be as successful as, you know, it was probably a lot of personal outreach time and effort spent getting these excellent people.
I think I'm more concerned particularly about, and what preceded the strategy panel was the way that the expert working group was founded with respect to the next generation. I know our chair is on that group, and I know he's doing a bang-up job, but that one was more, to me, a question of, you know, if you want to pick the outcome, pick your jury, and that one was, I think, very hand-selected. And I think the same applies for ATRT2, which, I think we were very much left out on that one. So I think the strategy panels were just the most recent example of a trend, I think, and that's why they got picked on, maybe a little louder outside of this room. But for me, those were the two things that really stuck out as being materially problematic, top-down thing.
Yeah, my list was limited to one net and strategy panels. What you were saying there. Thanks. Jen, thanks.
Thanks, Elliot. Does anybody have any other comments? Thanks, Elliot.
Question from the floor.
For me personally.
For the leadership.
Well, okay. So who are we speaking to? Me, the table, the chair. We could have something really
metaphysical. I'm speaking to our chair, which is you.
Apparently, I collect chairs. Anyway, go on.
We're in the working lunch section. We're in here till 1. Is that right? Do we have any other topics we need to cover for?
So we were just going through the list of final topics to discuss with the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I will quickly talk about each one of those, and we'd like to assign somebody to have the discussion or lead the discussion with the board for those topics to ensure our positions are...
I posted this on the list. One of the concerns I have about one of the topics in particular, and Elliot was talking about the strategy panels, is that the announcement from Fadi over the weekend that two of them were going to be shut down. So I don't know if we want to acknowledge that in our discussion with the board or, I don't know what we want to do. If we want to take that one off the agenda or...
Can we quickly go through the list of topics and decide what will be the final list?
Sure.
Based upon the updates over the weekend and Elliot's current position, kind of what is our cohesive message?
Sure.
From the stakeholder group to the board?
Is this an open, Caitlin, do we still have folks online, or is Rob, is Rob still online?
I was going to say, can we, do we also want to start the recording and open the remote?
Oops. Benny's there. Okay. I just saw a note from Benny. We're here.
Okay.
It's open anyway. It's just not being recorded.
I said start the recording.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry.
I said start it.
Jennifer is too efficient for me at times.
Okay. So if we could get everyone's attention for the working lunch, we'd appreciate it. The number one topic for discussion is body representing the registrars at OneNet. And as Elliot has just provided his input, there are 3 candidates that have been invited to attend from the registrar stakeholder group. Attendance has been finalized and confirmed for Oli as well as Elliot. And James, I believe that you're considering going, but it's not confirmed yet, correct?
I think I have to clear my travel. I don't think it's not looking good.
Okay, so James is currently negotiating with his lovely wife, is that correct?
Right. Well, I think the point is, and I think to Elliot's point, is that I submitted a request and that I was, like Ali and like Elliot, I did receive an invitation to attend. And I actually missed the deadline and they gave me a second chance. So I don't know if they're hurting for attendees or what, but I probably will not be able to go just due to a family conflict.
Okay. So, let's clearly confirm what our intent is with this particular topic. Is it a matter as to how Fadi's recent comments? Is it a matter of registrars participating at OneNet? Is it a matter of how Fadi intends to represent the registrars? Do we want to instruct or advise
position? Well, part of this was driven by the response to the letter sent by registrars and registries, where we were just kind of raising concerns about the entire OneNet. I think it's kind of moved on from that at this stage.
Yeah, that's what my concern is, that the events of the last few days have kind of outpaced our our issues here. We can raise them. We can raise that, look, we came to Singapore with these concerns. We feel like, perhaps they've been mitigated somewhat by some of the announcements over the weekend. And, in some cases, they clarified them. But in general, and particularly going forward, we want to make sure that commercial aspects of this industry have a solid voice in not just reacting to the things that are being, the commitments and representations that are being made, but, actually maybe even in advance of those commitments being made, we are consulted or given an opportunity to contribute. And that's really all I would want to say on that. And unless you guys have something more specific than that, I think that we can just put that out there and say, we really feel like left out in the cold, and I don't think the letter helped, honestly. I mean, when you know, some of us are public companies, some of us, you know, have investors. You can't go back and say that our fate is in the hands of this, you know, person that we've never met who's making all these commitments on our behalf. You know, it's, you know, we can't do that. It just doesn't fly. And, you know, he's got that background. He knows that doesn't work. So.
Thanks, James. So do we have a volunteer to speak on the topic?
I thought my name was, if my name's not on the topic, then I care a lot less suddenly.
Okay.
But I thought my name was on this topic.
At the moment, we have four topics to raise with the board in our interaction with them this afternoon. Two of them have been assigned. So that's topics one and four. Topics two and three are not assigned to anybody. And as your chair, I'm refusing to speak to any of them.
So let's announce topic number two is the continued use of the expert working group. My apologies.
Don't go blaming me for everything.
And other organizations that are not representing the diverse interests of ICANN. So what the could anyone comment on that as far as it being raised?
Okay.
If we don't believe that it's a topic we should raise, perhaps we should.
Well, it's on the agenda now, so I mean, maybe we'll have to come back in a minute and work out who the hell put it on there. Some people have expressed concerns about how ICANN as an organization has evolved slightly. I mean, once upon a time, a lot of the common stuff, PDPs, was all volunteer driven, and if you volunteered, well, that's how, you know, people chose, they're kind of self-selected. Whereas in the last couple of years, there's been a push towards ICANN staff selecting and appointing people to participants to groups. Now, I can't speak about this objectively because I'm your chair, and two, I'm also one of the selected participants in a particular group. I don't know, Jeff, did you raise that, the thing about the continued use of expert working groups and other organizations? Mm-hmm. Was that yours?
Yeah. Who raised that?
Who raised it? Anyway, if anybody has any thoughts or comments on this, I mean, please feel free to share them so we can come to some kind of agreement or disagreement. Mr. Barrett, did you sort out your technical issues? Okay. Has Mr. Bledel deserted us? He's run off, has he? Weak bladder syndrome, eh?
Skip that one and go to number three.
Okay, number three.
So the purpose of the RRA waiver decision and how it relates to national... RAA waiver decision and how it relates to the national laws. What is the thought process associated to send for public comment? Who would like to take that item for discussion?
I would look in Volker's general direction. No? Why not?
We need a European-based registrar.
Okay, then it can't be me because I'm just likely to murder somebody.
Where's the one-on-one guy?
Maybe Lindsay might. Lindsay?
Yeah. What about Tom?
Lindsay, we're volunteering you. This, specifically, this is to do with, well, first off, any waiver requests when there's a preliminary determination are opened to public comment. So, I mean, the obvious question there is, well, you know, what's that mean? I mean, if, for example, ALAC or the, I don't know, the IPC or somebody were to submit a comment saying they didn't like this waiver request, you know, what's the upshot of that? What standing do they have to make a change? And if there's no change, then what's the point of having the comment period? I mean, what is it for laughs and giggles? The other one, which is personally I find it to be a more concern, is this thing that of ICANN putting the entire data privacy, data protection rules out for public comment, as per the announcement they made on Friday. They were told repeatedly by various data protection authorities via the Article 29 that they needed to have a rationale for data collection and retention. They failed to put that in anywhere, and now they're putting it. What they're doing is kind of crowdsourcing it. So we're meant to crowdsource and negotiate with the crowd. I don't know. I don't get that. These are matters, as far as I'm concerned, that are matters of national law. So Lindsay, as somebody with standing, maybe you could speak to that without jumping across the table and strangling anybody. Yeah, I mean, basically, look, we have a bit of time here. So, are there any topics that anybody feels passionate about, or dispassionate about, or that are appropriate for anything really? Leave it wide open.
I may have missed it, but did we get an update from ICANN on Eros, the onboarding system?
That was done this morning.
And making progress.
Good, Tom. So. The main action items notable that came out of the discussion is that there was a dependency on another system being put in place. I can't recall the name of it. I have it in my notes, and I'll forward them to the GDE. Thank you. There was a dependency, and there was a delay in rolling out that system, which then in turn delay with Eros. But ICANN committed to us that they would provide us an update, and we will have monthly updates. Anticipating a timeline for rolling out by the end of April is what they committed to, the end of April for an update in the timeline to roll out Eros.
Are there any other topics or anything that anybody wants to discuss? Or if not, we might do is just give you all a break until the next session. At 1300 local, we will be getting an update from Robert Hogarth of ICANN staff, who's going to be presenting to us around the bylaws. Our bylaws, that is. We had a discussion on the members list on this topic a while back, but there was no clear direction from the membership which way to do it. So rather than getting into some kind of crazy, I don't know, he said, she said, or back and forth, which wasn't going anywhere, thought it best to take the opportunity here that when there are people to get an update and maybe we can clarify things and move forward on this and get a timeline for implementing. So if we could stop the recording, please, now. And for those of you in the room, you can...